dancer. You still have a little bit of time to get there and go. It's a fabulous play, memoir, performance. Awesome. And then stayed home because I'm old and boring.
Well,
how about you?
I told you what I did, but it's a house party. I don't go to anything that's, and you don't, you know, I know what you mean. New Year's Eve, you don't mess around with.
Yeah, I don't want to be on the roads.
Yeah,
but
if you got a good place to go that you know people,
exactly.
That's fine.
It's all good.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
But here we are, 2025.
First cross of the year,
what
Mike.
What the heck's it going to be like?
Well,
I don't know.
Buckle up, my friend.
I'm not paying any attention. I think I told you last time. You know, I'm just being willfully ignorant.
You're titrating. You're titrating your intake of what's going on in the world.
Does that mean it trickles down on?
Yes, it means you decide when you're going to let it in and when you're not.
All right.
Here's to coping.
So let's see. You're going to be on Auxiliary 2. And you've got a song that you want to start. And what's happening at the 12 o'clock hour?
Oh, at the 12 o'clock hour, we're going to do a remembrance of some artists that we lost in 2024. So a little bit of a tribute set there. And today I'm just going to be playing a bunch of stuff. A lot of it released in 2024, but with some old favorites mixed in there too. Just we have good tunes coming up between now and 1 o'clock
on
WMFO in Medford.
And speaking of voices, you've got the best voice on the stage.
Oh, you're very sweet.
Yes, you do.
Mike and I have a mutual admiration society.
We do.
Can't help it.
We do.
Yeah.
And you're dressed like a mobster today.
Yeah, that's because I'm wearing a cap.
That's
folks,
right.
Because it's cold out.
If we're in Canada, it would be called a toque.
Oh, I like that. Thank you. I learn something every time I listen to you, Mike.
All right. So, what are you starting with today?
We're starting with A Fine Frenzy, and now is the start for 2025.
All right, let's go. It's WMFO. Stay tuned for Jane and Something About the Women
on WMFO in Medford.
Yay.
Yeah. I can take a stand, stand up here and take it like a man. Like Jennison is all I'm made of.
So come, come take a look. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that place I have to hide in. Your life is a sham till you can say, hey world, I am what I am. Ba ba doo ba doo ba 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 doo ba 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 doo 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 ba ba doo ba 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 doo 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 ba doo ba 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 doo ba ba. It's noise, some think it's pretty. And so what if I love each feather and each bangle? Why not try to see things from a different angle? Life's not worth a damn till you can shout out loud, I am what I am. Ba-do-ba-do-do-do. Cha-ba-ba-do-dee-ba.
Of that song. That was the wonderful Veronica Swift with I Am What I Am. And I saw Veronica Swift in concert this year, in 2024, that is, last year. And she was absolutely extraordinary. You really get a sense of her range there. Amazing scat. She plays her own original music that she wrote. She does a lot of covers. And you know, just, oh my, what a performer. If you ever get the chance to see her, please, please run and do so. Before Veronica Swift, we heard Bitch. And the name of that song is Easy Target. That's an artist who performs the name, using the name Bitch. And that is from her 2022 CD called Bitchcraft. That song was written, she wrote it during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. Great song. I heard her interviewed actually just a week ago on WGBH, and she's a great performer and a great musician, and Bitchcraft is a really fun album. And let's see, we started out our show today with A Fine Frenzy, and now is the start for the new year, because it's my first show of 2025. It's Jane, and it's Something About the Women. We are here every Saturday between 11 and 1. We play music by women across all musical genres. Who is we, you say? Well, it is Sue and Kirsten and me. And we trade off in the DJ chair. So I actually ended up accidentally missing the month of December. I had some travel come up suddenly, and my wonderful colleagues Sue and Kirsten covered for me, so they did some extra shows. I'm very grateful for that. And I'm going to be hosting a couple of times this month, and the first show after the inauguration. So buckle up for that one, my friends. But today we're hearing a bunch of music that was released in 2024 or that somehow ties in, at least as I view it, to 2024. And we'll throw in a couple of old chestnuts in there because, you know, that's what we do here. So the next couple of sets are going to be a little bit countrified. And there's great music out there. And we have a bunch of queer country artists that are like taking it loud and proud, which is really fun. Women of color who are releasing country songs. So, you know, it's all good. So let's have a listen.
Learn.
of you tied up on the train tracks. I love you clear as day and in the dark. I love you sleeping on my dead left arm.
Texas, woo! Ain't no hold 'em.
Hey!
So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus,
woo!
And throw your keys up.
Hey!
Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you.
Woo!
Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a
hey!
Come take it to the floor now.
Woo!
There's a tornado. Redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left. Then spin me in the middle, boy. I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em. Yeah.
gonna take it to the floor.
And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey. Ooh, it's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't give up. Come take it to the floor now. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the flow now, ooh. Take it to the flow now, ooh.
Hoops, spurs, boots.
To the flow now, ooh.
Girl that feels alone inside this world, that she's gone.
the dreams in high-heeled boots, singing for a crowd of blue eyes. Will they want me to? All those mean words that ruled my world don't make me feel like less than anymore, because I know that I glow and so do you. Not all Southern girls are made.
Kacey Musgraves. Fabulous song, Grammy nominated for Country Song of the Year. Kacey Musgraves, who actually collaborated with Joan Osborne and Shane McNally on that song. It's called The Architect, and it is from her 2023 CD, Deeper Well. But it's nominated, as I said, for a bunch of Grammys. And what a wonderful album that is. What a wonderful song that is. The Architect. Before that, fabulous artist. I really think you should check her out, seek her out. That was Julie Williams and her song Southern Curls. She is awesome and wonderful, very proud, mixed race, queer country artist. So yay, go her. Beyonce, absolute musical genius and juggernaut of 2024. She's up for a bazillion Grammys. That was, of course, the song Texas Hold'em from her album Cowboy Carter. Before that, some brand new music from Julian Baker and Torres, and that's their song Sugar in the Tank. And we started out that set of music with Katie Pruitt, All My Friends, from her 2024 album Mantras. Our six-pack at noon is coming up a little bit more than 20 minutes, and we're going to feature artists who departed this world in 2024.
Yeah, we thought it was the end of time, but we're still holding on and we're still trying. Life's always been a little dangerous, but I don't want to stay the same, so I'm trying to keep up with the changes. I'm trying to keep up with the changes.
Now been found. that around. Throw it in the river, gonna lay my burdens down. Gonna take that rock, throw it in the river, gonna lay my burdens down. I'm gonna take that rock, throw it in the river, gonna lay my burdens down. Yes, I've been on the head, and I've been over it. Lord knows I've hit rock bottom. I've heard those voices call. You can crawl through the door and lose sight of it all, or you can lay your burdens down. Yes, I've been under it, yes, and I've been holding.
Special lady, I think it's time for a little one-on-one conversation. Talking about my baby, baby. Not you, baby. Our baby, baby. A recent scientific studies of lactation.
Baby, you gotta know the facts, lady.
Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow. Childhood disease resistance. A wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station, baby.
Yeah, this station, WMFO in Medford. This is Jane. We are almost halfway through Something About the Women. And our last set of music featured Brittany Howard and her song Prove It to You from her album What Now. Then we heard the wonderful artist Thames, T-E-M-S, and her song Burning from her album released in 2024, Born in the Wild. Then we heard a couple of artists who actually released albums in 2024. They're great albums, but I just wanted to play songs called Hope and Changes. So we heard Arlo Parks and her song Hope. That is from Collapsed in the Sunbeams. And Joy Oladokun and her song Changes from Proof of Life. But again, both Arlo Parks and Joy Oladokun have released albums in the last year, and they're wonderful. And we just heard from Kishona Armstrong, and that song was called Burdens Down. Now, that is also not an album released in 2024. That's going all the way back to 2017, The Ride. But I heard a great interview with Kishona Armstrong in 2024, and I wanted to just lift her up this morning because I think she is great. Burdens Down, and I guess my wish for all of us in 2025 is that, oh, somehow we will be able to lay our burdens down, because I feel pretty burdened, and I know many of the people that I talk to are feeling that way, so let's all just manifest that, shall we? And it is now straight up 12 o'clock, and you are